Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. There's nothing like seeing someone get tased.
Yes. It's fun. Yeah. Fun with the whole family. Kids love it.
Mark in the oil truck was the first person to send this story to us. So thank you, Mark.
Mark.
A woman completely destroyed a bar in Ocala, Florida, Monday. This was yesterday.
Yes.
For being tased by police. She is completely naked.
Yes.
Sometimes you hear naked.
Right.
It's like, well, she has her underwears on.
Or no, nothing.
She has an anklet.
Nothing's on.
There was
nothing's on. Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Naked.
Right?
Like nothing.
She could be in the shower right now. That's how naked she was.
She looks like a runner.
Right.
In very great shape.
Right. Yeah. No tattoos. No, you know, no big, you know, big person.
Oh, I didn't notice any of that.
Yeah.
I didn't notice the tattoos, but now that you mention it, you're right. There were no tattoos.
No tattoos, right.
Right. What was the other thing you said?
Then a big person.
Right.
Yeah. Because usually when you see
somebody, that matters.
Usually when you see someone naked, they're usually the ones you like, put the clothes back on. Right.
That is true.
Yeah. Always like, ah.
I don't usually see people naked unless I'm home.
Right.
And it's one person.
Exactly.
Right.
Or
it's
me
the same
in
person.
The reflection.
Yeah. I usually see me.
I see like the same two people naked.
I
how
see,
about you, AJ?
I see me and I'm like, ah. Clothes back on. Tattoos. Big person. Yes. I was speaking of experience myself in the mirror.
I think she was wearing flip flops.
No. Not in the bar.
Really?
She was walking in the bar. Yeah, no.
Ah, damn it.
There was nothing on. Nothing on.
I don't think she was. I see her on the ground, I think, handcuffed with her hands behind her.
Wow, she was tased out of the flip-flops.
Right.
That's what happened.
If you look at her feet when she's standing on the bar, she's got something on her feet. It looks like white flip-flops.
I didn't notice that, but okay. I'll take your word for it.
Damn it. She's not naked.
I didn't, like, scope on the whole thing.
Oh, she's definitely naked.
Yeah.
Well, she got shoes on.
Well, she's smashing a bunch of stuff. She needs some kind of foot protection.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Oh, wow. She thought that one out.
Right, she did. Right. So I may seem crazy, but I'm also safe. You know, berserk, but beware. Yes.
Berserk,
but beware.
Right. Berserk, but beware. Yes. That's her motto. Go crazy, but...
Berserk, but beware. There's another T-shirt.
Right, exactly right. You know, go crazy, but make sure you're protected.
You mean aware?
No, beware. Beware that you could cut yourself. I know I'm talking about that, jackass.
Oh, wow, she does have white flip-flops.
Yeah.
This video is age-restricted. Oh, come on.
Right.
Okay.
You just have to check that little box. Yeah, I'm over 18.
Yeah, you don't want Grandpa with a bad heart watching this. Be like, oh, Glenda Goshen.
No, it's not for Grandpa. Grandpa can watch this.
Well, no, Grandpa's a weak
it's for
heart.
The 5-year-old.
Grandpa's a weak heart. He
all right,
sees
so
this.
Here's the audio from this woman. She's on a bar. On the bar.
On the bar. Like
naked.
Like a grandma dancing on it. Exactly.
Wearing right. A pair of flip flops.
Right.
Smashing stuff.
Smashing stuff, yes.
Ma'am, please.
How am I, sister?
Please get down. Yeah. Who's your sister?
Brian Casey.
Call Brian Casey.
Call Brian Casey.
Who's Brian Casey?
I don't know. Maybe it's a glass cleaner. Maybe it's a liquor store.
A lot of stuff.
He sells glasses and plates.
This video is insane.
See, I've got plastic plates.
This sounds like one of those movies from the 50s.
It does.
Like angry Italian woman.
Yeah.
Sounds like AJ in the Rage Room.
No, no, Rage Room, I was screaming.
Oh, yeah.
No name.
Yeah.
No,
really, I was just out with the guys.
Beepity boppity.
Beepity boppity lasagna.
So, when does she get tased?
Here comes the police.
All right. Now, did she run out of stuff? Because it really slowed down. The smashing
she got off of the bar.
Right.
So he let her get all the way down. He told her to get on the ground, which, I mean, I don't know. She's naked. There's a bunch of broken glass. I don't know if that's the right thing, but what else are you supposed to say?
Right.
I have no idea. Turn around.
Right. Get on the ground in a safe spot. There's no broken glass.
Get a broom, sweep out a spot, then get down on it.
Go to an alternate room that has not received damage and lay on the floor.
So she
kind of. Get down on it.
Kind of turns, looks at the police officer, gets down, walks all the way around the bar, and now they're face to face.
All right. This would be difficult for me as a police officer. Not this part.
On your stomach, you're going to get again.
No, but if you're standing in front of a naked woman, can you make eye contact?
It depends.
No, okay.
This was a debate on Twitter. They're like, you know she doesn't have a concealed weapon.
Right.
Like, why did you taser?
Yeah, before you taser, hand a martini shaker.
Oh, like a paint can.
Exactly right. Have her, like, shake a martini.
Yeah.
Right. On your stomach! Do it now! On your stomach! On your stomach, you're going to get again! On your stomach, you're going to get again!
First of all, if you've ever been tased, you go right down to the ground. Like, so I don't even know how she's not on her stomach at this point.
Maybe it's like a PCP or something.
Oh, there could be that.
Right. Yeah. Or she's an android. Or she's from the future. Remember, Arnold came that way.
Right.
She's a T-1000.
Yeah, imagine if they tried to tase him and they just wind up charging him up.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, oh, damn it.
What a rush.
The taser blows up.
What a rush. Thank you. You turned me on. Where are you?
There have been naked people in the police videos where, because there's two, like, prongs that come out.
Yes.
There's a negative and a positive.
Right.
And they both have to hit you to give you a charge.
Exactly.
And there was one guy who took one to the groin. He's naked. Took one right to the...
Right to the onions?
Right to the scrotum.
Right.
Ah.
Oh.
And one to the chest.
All right. Toasted coconut.
That had to be a feeling where you're just... Your ass enveloped into... like a black hole. Just... Ah, the pain.
Right. Came a salad.
Feel that coming out your toes.
His belly button went from an innie to an outie.
Yeah. It's an outie.
And then back to an innie.
It's an outie. They should have, like, a whole light bulb when they do that.
And she didn't scream, though. That's,
she just went down.
You She's normally like, okay. hear a very loud scream.
Usually, yes. Apparently, she has a device from Amazon that makes one thing.
On your stomach, do it now! On your stomach!
Yeah, no scream, really.
On your stomach, do it now. Boy, I've heard that before.
At the doctor's office?
Okay.
I don't want to know, AJ. I don't want to know.
It's a joke.
Let me see. I got some taser clips here.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to pop up.
The best don't tase bro guy. Other reporter.
Okay, that's the reporter.
It became the Survivor theme. Oh! Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Travis spoken.
Yeah. Right. Let's see. What's this?
Go put your cigarette out, step out of the vehicle for me. Put your phone down.
No, I'm calling somebody.
I'm going to tell you one more time.
This might
put
take
your phone
a while.
Down.
Mark, the police pulled me over, and he's telling me that he's going to arrest me. And he's arresting me. Stop. Don't touch me. The policeman is, you're going to shoot me? He's got a gun, and he's
going
to shoot me.
Get out of the car now, or I'm going to tase you. Get out of the car now, or I'm going to tase you. I'm going to tell you one more time. I'm going to tell you one more time. Get out of the car. Get out of the car or I'm going to tase you.
Good night. Now, it's a horrible thing to hear, but...
It is, yes, but...
She did get warned.
Yeah, several times.
Yeah.
That sounds like when the Wicked Witch gets the water dumped on her.
Oh.
I'm melting.
All right, so this is a police officer taking the test.
Right. Wow. Right.
Yeah, that's tough. That's Peter Boyle with a soup and Young Frankenstein.
You hear all the cops laughing?
Yes. A wonderful time we had. Ah, you see, John. That's because they're bored.
They were having a great time.
Yeah. The plain taser tag.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yes.
We can't even do that anymore. They won't come in and do it.
No, they won't. I have to go outside and do it old school.
Yeah. Well, they would...
the original way.
Right, exactly. Get in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, let's find out who's going to be playing the Milford Oyster Festival this year.
Yes.
Hello, Isla.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning to you.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
So how's everyone doing?
Good. So you must be very happy that you're having a Milford Oyster Festival this year.
Absolutely. This is what we've been working for and hoping for. And, you know, we chatted a couple weeks that we were heading in the direction. So we're ready to continue moving forward and make some good announcements on our Friday and Saturday entertainment.
All right, let's start with Oyster Eve.
Yep, so Oyster Eve, of course, is Friday, August 20th. It goes from 6 to 10. The big change that folks should know, and we'll be sure to get this out there, is we're moving Oyster Eve from Lisman Landing to Fowler Field, which is the field behind the library. We're outgrowing the space and need some more space for some fun and entertainment. So that's
funny.
The first
that makes
big
sense.
News.
Oyster Eve started as just a party for the crew, the setup crew.
Right.
And then the next thing you know, this has become a whole event.
What is Milford?
Yeah. Absolutely.
We like to party.
We do like to party. We like to have fun.
Yes.
So I'm happy to announce that on Friday evening from 6 to 10, we will have one of Milford's favorite bands, the Rum Runners.
Nice.
Nice.
So right. Good bunch of guys and gals.
Whoop, whoop.
They're, you know, a good Milford group, and everyone just has so much fun with them. So we are so, so excited that they'll be part of the fun.
And they're right down the block. Cool.
Yep. Not too far for them to go.
Exactly.
And so then we'll go on to Saturday. So this is the one everyone's been waiting for. All sorts of rumors online about who's going to be on the stage.
Oh, what were some of the rumors?
Let's see. Some people still thought it was Extreme because, of course, we hadn't updated the website. You know, we've heard
there is Blue that.
Right. And so, you know, all sorts of ideas out there. And we really wanted, since we had a year off, to come out and have some fun again, have a party. So we thought, what better way than to bring some, you know, relatively local music with a kind of sound of the Jersey Shore with Southside Johnny and the Asbury Juke.
Congratulations. You got yourself a good one.
Yeah.
And Southside's a good friend of the program. We've had him in studio. He broke our conference room table.
Right, only friends do that. Very expensive one, too.
We've had him on many times. Right. And I like this band a lot. So we're very excited.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a great day and a lot of fun. So
Saturday, August 21st, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Dukes playing at the Milford Oyster Festival. It is free.
Yay!
So,
yeah. So keep an eye out on our website, milfordoysterfestival.com, and, of course, our Facebook page. We'll keep putting more updates because we'll have some other bands on Saturday also. We're just still working on that.
Right. Can you give us any hints?
I don't know.
Hmm.
They didn't tell me yet.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, the Rum Runners, my favorite local band, these guys, you can't get a group of nicer guys.
Seriously.
And the most fun.
Yeah, they really are.
Like,
they
know
the party.
How to bring everybody. It's just wherever they are.
Yep.
It's a party.
It's definitely a party, yes.
All right. Thank you, Isla, for breaking that on this show. And
thank you.
Well, we're linked up to the MilfordOysterFestival.com on the radio station website. Thank you, Isla.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Joe LaChance is on to explain this weed thing to us. Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good, good, good. Well, we got step one down. The bill passed the Senate late last night.
Congratulations.
Smooth.
Yes. 19 to 17. Very, very close.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 19 yays to 17 nays.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you, AJ, figuring that one out.
I know, I'm so smart.
Wow.
It was the garbage can over my head. It did it.
It did. It knocked something loose.
Exactly.
Up there.
I'm going to figure calculus next.
Any surprises? Like,
there were 17. A couple Democrats who voted no. Yeah. There were a couple Democrats who voted no that were not expected to vote no. But it did pass. They did amend it at the last minute. So that whole pay-to-play scheme that I was telling you about, where you pay $3 million, they changed that. So people are going to have to do the lottery. I wouldn't say they completely they didn't completely eliminate it, but they changed it. Yeah. So that was a good thing. Now it's going to go to the House tomorrow. They're
How bad do you
day.
Think? I thought they were going to vote on it today.
I know, so did I, but they moved it over to tomorrow.
Really? Are you sure?
Yep. I'm positive, yes.
Hold on.
Yeah, they may be working on the budget today, you know, who knows? They do have other bills, but I have a feeling it's going to pass the House. Okay. I know, it's all nothing right. like waiting till the last day, but...
Okay,
right.
And the House probably is where they'll have more of a debate, and it may go all the way till midnight, who knows? But I believe it will pass the House, I think, especially with that change they made. That was one of the things that the people in the House were...
That was a sticking point?
Yeah, it was a sticking point. So if they got rid of that, I do believe that the House will pass it.
How many Democrats in the House?
How many are there total? Let me see.
This I do not know.
87,000.
I'm going to say, I'm going to go with 5.
No.
The lower point of the scale. 5.
I'm going to say 400, but I'm thinking of the United States House of Representatives. It's like right. 487. What do we have in Connecticut? You have the number, Ashley?
219.
219. Oh. Seems like a lot for such a small state.
I was off by a couple.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, each city has sometimes has 2 or 3 of them.
How many Democrats? None of these people are going to want to be the one. The House isn't going to want to be where it ended.
No.
Right?
No. They're
That'd
not.
Because
they're the ones who pushed heavily for it.
Yeah.
It was their idea.
Okay. So when did they vote tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
They debate
I'm
today.
I'm sure there will be debate.
Vote tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. And then how long after their vote does the governor sign it? How fast can that happen?
The governor usually signs them pretty quickly. I would think, yeah, the day after session, he's going to start signing bills because they passed a ton of stuff. A lot of it we don't hear about.
Don't tell me. I don't even want to know.
Yeah. Well, they're different bills, you know, for different things, and they have to do the budget. So he needs to, they're going to be working.
Okay.
But he will sign this bill, obviously.
This will be a big one.
Yep.
Yeah. This will be the big one.
All right, so what do you think? He signs it Thursday?
I would
You
got
to
so.
Sign it Thursday. You can't sign it Friday. No one's paying attention on Friday.
Exactly. Thursday.
Anything you do on Friday gets buried in the weekend news cycle,
right.
which is zero.
That's true.
All right, so he's going to sign it Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that.
All right then when can...
So
that, then at that, what point, what is it, July 1st, you said? You could
July 1st, you can possess it. And it's legal, and then May of 2022, they expect retail sales to start.
So until retail sales start, you have to go over the border to buy it.
Or go, you know, to wherever you were going before.
Right.
No.
Right.
Wait. No. Wait. Explain that one to me. So
I would suppose don't know where you
if
got
If you want
it
to legally
from,
do it, right, you have
legally.
To go over state lines.
Right, like he said. Harumph,
right.
Yes,
if you
right.
want to legally do it, you have to go over state lines.
Or just keep doing what you've been doing.
Right, go find Eddie.
Or keep doing what you've been doing, but you won't get arrested for it.
Right.
You
Unless
won't?
You get caught actually buying it.
Oh, but if it's on you and it's under a certain amount, you're good.
They don't know where you got it.
Right. Just say, I found the floor in the bathroom.
Can they ask?
Well, they're going to know. Well, you could say you got it from a medical dispensary.
This is going to be like a don't ask, don't tell policy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is for the first 6 months. Yeah, I would have to think. Huh. Yeah.
Just say you're from the future. I'm from the future, and I bought it in one of our legal stores. And by the way, everything's wonderful then.
Yeah. All right.
But they won't be able to bust you for it anymore.
Wow, that's...
1.5 ounces.
That's wild.
Wow. All right.
Well, hold on. I'm getting a text here. Let's see if this is information.
Making Connecticut terrible.
Ask him what the DUI test standard is going to be. Do you know?
Yeah, bag of Doritos.
Right now, they're doing what exactly they've been doing from the start, which is special training. You can't use the smell of marijuana as a reason for pulling people over. You have to have visibly impaired.
No, right. But what's the test?
So The is test is going to be the regular field sobriety test with some added things that they're going to train people to do to recognize, you know, marijuana, intoxication.
Yeah. The cop's going to walk up with eating French fries. And if you can not take your eyes off the fries or ask for one.
Yeah, that's a bag of Dorito test.
Right.
Follow my finger, but there's a bag of Doritos over here.
Right. Yeah.
Cool Ranch.
I would say there's about 40 pages of the regulations of what is intoxication, who can get arrested, what's the difference between if you're under 21 or over 21. They've got all kinds. I mean, this bill was, I'd say 40 pages of it had to deal with the penalties and what, you know, they're going to do a blood test. If you don't pass the first field sobriety test, they can and do a blood test.
Then if you deny the blood test, you probably lose your license for a certain period of time.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. It's the same as DUI stuff.
No, the cops can ask a really deep question. What is the meaning of life? Oh, no one can pass that one.
Be there for 2 hours.
Right, dude, this is what I think. Yeah, if you talk for more than 5 minutes, you're busted.
Yeah,
right?
That's good.
But the same question, yes.
All right, thank you, Joe. And good.
All right, guys. Hopefully, we'll talk Thursday with some good news.
That'd be great.
Some real good news.
Awesome.
Thank you, brother. Teresa Caputo, star of the hit TLC show Long Island Medium, on. Welcome back. Hey, how you doing?
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
How you doing? Yeah, she knew that, by the way. Yep. They showed her. Huh.
What's that now?
She knew you were going to say that because she's psychic. So you know. They showed her. I see someone walking you onto the show.
She's not psychic in that way.
That's right. You right. Tell them.
She talks I got to you, girl. Dead people.
Yes. Like Ashley in a moment.
So, yeah, people either see you as a prophet or the opposite, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, most people understand my gift and know why I do what I do. I don't know how this works for me. I've been sensing and feeling things since I'm the age of 4 and not really understanding what was happening. And it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I discovered not only was I connecting with everyone, with my own departed loved ones, but I was connecting with everyone else's.
Do you remember the reading where you're like, man, that was so dead on. This can't be a guessing game or intuition. It's real. There's something
right.
here.
Well, that's the thing. I'm the first one to say that what I do is absolutely crazy. There's no way someone can communicate with someone that has died. But that's the thing. And there are, you know, people might even say, yeah, there are common things that spirit might have me say. But the difference is that with every healing message that spirit has me deliver, they have to validate it with something completely unique to that person. It'll be something that maybe happened years ago, things that happened after their loved ones died.
No, but
there's no way
what?
I could find out.
Right. Here's the deal. Everyone has dealt with loss, and everyone deals with it in a different way. And I think it's like anything in life. If you believe it's true, it is.
Yeah.
If you believe it's not, then
it's not.
That's true.
Well, it's also... Spirit talks about things that you see, witness, and feel. I don't know how somebody feels or what someone witnesses. And that's the other thing. You said it. Everyone suffers loss. But not everyone carries the same burdens and guilt. And that's one of the reasons why I decided to do what I do. Because I struggled with my gift for many years. Because I couldn't understand why someone would even want to come and see a medium. Why was this my calling to do this here in the physical world?
Let me run this by you. First of all, you don't, you know, there are people who play the guessing games. I've seen the psychic mediums. It's like, show me who's the elderly person.
Right, yeah.
Like, wow, that was a stretch.
Right. They had a heart problem. Yeah.
I don't think you last as long as you have and become a world-famous psychic if you're just striking out at the plate a lot.
Fishing, yes.
You're hitting some grand slams, some key points
right.
in big games.
Legit.
Let me run this by you. So my mother died when I was 18. She was 52. She was diagnosed with cancer, 6 months to live. We go through this whole thing. No money, no insurance. We didn't even have a phone. So I had pocket full of dimes, and I went to the phone, and I got her in front of the best doctors. Maybe it stretched it out a couple of months.
Yeah.
She dies. Very traumatic. It was just me and her living together. And at that point, I wanted to hear from her.
Yeah.
I needed to hear from her. So Mm-hmm. I see all these signs and I feel these things. But is that because my brain couldn't handle the loss? You know what I'm saying?
I believe that when someone passes, their souls are always with us and they give us what we need. So if that time you needed those signs and symbols to give you that peace and comfort, knowing that she was okay or that she was with you at that moment, you're going to see those signs and symbols. There are people that don't need to have those validations or those signs right. and symbols. But I love when someone says to me, oh, I'm a total skeptic, that's crazy, and then they go on to share with me the signs and symbols or how they're sensing and feeling their loved ones. And, you know, that's the point. It doesn't matter to me if people believe in what I do. I want people to believe in themselves. I want them to believe in an afterlife, to believe that the things that they're sensing and feeling are real, that they're not crazy. Because how would I know certain things?
We right. had a we had
and,
a guy
and
on.
Going to a medium.
It's funny because
you know,
Long Island's known for two.
For everyone.
Long Island's known for producing a lot of psychic mediums,
right.
For some reason,
it's in the water. Yeah.
And AJ and I, AJ's from Long Island. I did 6 years over there. We were doing a show together. We had a guy on. You may have heard of him, Robert Hansen. And nice guy in studio.
Very.
And one of the most critical listeners calls in, and I know where this is going. This is going to be bad. He's going to try to rip this guy apart, right?
Yeah.
He starts talking, and Robert says, green hat.
Green hat.
There's this long pause, and I'm thinking he can't come. Like he wow he can't come up with a comeback.
I thought he had Tourette's. Green hat.
He's crying. He says that was his mm-hmm. favorite hat.
Oh my god, man!
Like
that,
that. You can't just pull that mm-hmm. out of nowhere.
Not a green hat. No.
And so I'm looking up Teresa last night, and there was a moment on Ellen where you're backstage and you do this reading here.
How do you connect with yellow flowers?
My son's favorite flower was sunflower.
Perfect. Now, your mom passed prior to your son. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes.
Because your mom said, please tell my daughter that I was there to greet her most precious gift when he departed.
Oh.
This is the weirdest thing. But your son just showed me teeth. So do you have his teeth or were you just looking at his teeth?
Yeah, I was just looking at all of his baby teeth.
What the hell is that?
Wow. That's
you don't insane. Pull teeth out of your
But you probably shouldn't. If not, something really wrong. You got to digest properly.
See, it's those moments right. where it's like, all right, you didn't just guess that. There was something there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
just picturing teeth.
And that's what I was trying to explain before. You know, spirit brings up things that you're not expecting to bring up. You know, because someone might come to a list and say, you know, to a show and say, okay, I have this list. And if this is really my mom, Teresa's going to tell me all of these things. And there are going to be a lot of things that Spirit's going to talk about that aren't on your list because we need these unique things to validate that it is them.
Yeah.
And, you know, you also have to realize people, I don't have this burdens or guilt after the loss of my loved ones. And I've learned so much from channeling the souls of the departed that people die in such ways that people don't know how to go on after the loss of a loved one or they don't want to. And it literally can save their life.
Well, we appreciate you coming on.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. I hope you guys are going to come down and check out the show.
Are you going to be there more than 5 minutes? Just kidding.
It's a long
drive. You know what I always...
Come on, guys.
You know what? I always... when you go to one of these things, I wonder if it's annoying for you when the same person just keeps raising their hand.
Right. It's like, I've dealt with you already.
It's like, I see sharpened pencils. Yep, me.
Right.
All right. I see.
Yeah, but that's a different spirit.
That's me.
Yeah, but spirit guides me around the space. So, like, I always say I'm good at what I do because I allow, this has nothing to do with me. It is spirits using my physical body, and they will navigate me around the theater. Once I give my speech, I come off the stage and I walk through the theater and spirit will just have me stop and start channeling someone's loved one.
Right. So if someone just keeps raising their hand, you'll
claim it. Yeah. Like but that's the example of piggybacking where people will be in the audience. So even if spirit doesn't speak directly to you, because people say it all the time, they might not have gotten personally read. But what they witnessed was life-changing because there's going to be a lot of things. The souls that speak are the souls that can deliver as many messages at one time. So, like, say, like, hypothetically, someone's mother might be channeling, but there might be 10 other people saying, oh, my God, that's exactly what happened to my dad. That's what happened to my brother. And being able to receive peaceful messages through someone else's message.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's good. You figured out how to get the attention hogs.
Right.
You know, you just walk to another part of the theater.
Exactly, right. Away from you people.
No,
right.
Well, you know what it is? I understand that people are grieving. People are searching and want more than anything to hear from their departed loved ones.
Yeah.
And that's also what I try to also do with my gift also, is let people know, like, you have that ability also. You don't need to depend on a medium. I'm just able to validate for you that those things are real, what you're right. sensing and feeling. I want you to strengthen that connection and to be able to receive your own signs and symbols. I don't want people to be stuck or to be that attention grabber of spirit. You know, get those messages on your own and embrace them at those moments.
Well, great to hear you again. Nice to have you back on the show.
Absolutely.
It's nice that we're talking about shows again.
Right.
Teresa, yes. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
I don't know. At the very least, it's interesting to me.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, but if you think it's real, then great.
Exactly. I believe in spirits, supernatural, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember before you joined the morning show, you remember Heather? She did news and
Heather.
Traffic. Heather.
Yeah. Heather.
She comes in one Monday morning. Chaz, you have to have this person on.
That sounds just like her. I closed my eyes. I pictured her. Yeah.
I can't do the accent. I can't give it justice.
No, you did a good job. Like,
his name's Robert Hansen.
Robert Hansen, right.
Oh, my God. You have to have him on. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So I call. His wife booked him. She's like, well, you have to come here and get a reading. He won't come on unless he gives you a reading.
Right. Well, let's make sure you're legit.
I'm like, really?
Do you see your bank account? Just kidding.
Ugh.
That's cool.
I have to drive to Nassau County.
It was a haul, yeah.
On a Saturday. Yep. I'm like, I don't get a lot of weekends.
No, you don't.
Even less beach back season.
Then. Even less back then.
You know? Taking away from my drinking time here.
Exactly right. So luckily I drank on the way.
So I go to his place. It's his house.
It's spirits. Yeah.
He brings me down into his basement. It's not like incense and candles and beads. It's just a card table with a couple chairs.
And a whole bunch of straps. Yeah.
He told me to bring a recorder because there's going to be a lot of stuff. I would say, yeah, I don't know. And then it would come to me later.
Okay.
And he proceeds to go through this stuff. It's like 90% he's on. I'm like, this is...
Oh, my God!
Right.
Right.
It was an oh, my God.
All right. You came back saying, oh, my God, Robert Hansen.
Oh, my God, Heather.
You have to have him on the show.
Oh, my God, oh, Heather.
Oh, my God, Heather, you were right.
That's like 10%.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I don't recall.
Yeah.
The very first thing he said to me, who's Mary? I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. So we're stuck on that part. No, you. I'm like, yeah,
Jesus, Mom.
Be so, Mary.
Right.
So I get home. I start playing the tape for my then wife.
Yes.
And she says, Mary's your grandmother, you idiot.
Whoops.
I'm like, why? I always called her grandma.
Exactly. You didn't say Grandma Mary. You said grandma. She had a real first name.
Picture my grandmother just yelling at him, you idiot.
Are you stupid?
This was my one chance. Jeez, I've been waiting to talk to you.
There's a whole bunch of money hidden in the basement.
I can picture her seeing, like, she's in heaven with some, like, Wizard of Oz type globe.
Right.
And she sees me sitting at the table. I don't know, I'm Mary.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You are dead to me. When you go to heaven, she's going to kick your ass. Come here, you little bastard. Really? Don't remember Mary? Hi. Mary.
Now you're always going to remember Mary.
No, she grabbed me by the ear.
Right. She's going to get me a heavenly switch.
Yeah.
You're getting a spanking.
Oh, my God. He was so good. He was the guy who was on the air who the listener called. I was like, yeah, you're full of it. Green hat. Pause. Crying. That was his favorite hat.
Uh-huh.
My, holy crap.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He was really something.
Yeah.
This guy still around?
He is. I just looked him up on the web.
Yeah.
We should have him on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Why not?
Ashley just wants to get the free reading out
yes,
of it first.
Yes, I do.
We all did. This psychic medium Long Island lady.
Yeah.
I'm mad about that.
She's got to go. You know, one of those guys could be, just so you know, this is a radio tour. What?
BS. No, it's not. BS.
Well, How about telling us like 3 days before so we don't spend a lot of time prepping?
Maybe it was one of the
3 days.
Maybe it was one of the, you know, a heavenly producer. When the spirit said,
"It is what it is."
Yeah.
It is.
What about
she's,
last month?
She's like a zillionaire. She is good at what she does.
Yes.
And
worth it. Go see the
you
show.
Can't fake it for that long.
No, you cannot.
Like people say the Kardashians are famous for being famous. Okay, that would last for maybe a year. I mean, they're good at something.
Right.
And she can't like fake like, "Oh, I see who had cancer."
Right.
It's like, you know, come on.
They're showing me an elderly person dying.
I'm seeing a uniform.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
right. You know, if now you do the math on me, like I'll have parents or grandparents who served in World War II.
Right. They showed me a glass of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, she was great. But Robert was great, too. He had one of these deals where it was like just a 20-person room thing.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a little extra money, but you're not dealing with like 500 people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm there. And this is what I was trying to bring up to her. There's this one guy. Everything she said, kind of like an AJ.
Thank you.
Right? Remember we were doing that reading and every goddamn thing the psychic said.
Me.
It was like, oh yeah, me.
No, not you.
So there was an AJ in the room. I love you, man. Come on. But you know.
Yes, I am. I'm annoying. I know.
Yes. No, you're not annoying.
It's all about AJ.
Shut up, you.
It
the
is,
spirit
though.
Told me to tell you that.
He took wax in a trash can.
Chaz is trying to talk.
No, you're trying to talk.
Shut up.
It's all about AJ.
Did you find that person?
Did you just hear a spirit?
Yeah, it's going to be a spirit.
So we went out to see this psychic medium, Robert Hansen, Long Island. Great psychic medium. Very, very good.
Yes.
Was on the show as a regular.
Uh-huh.
And it's a special 20-seat only event. And we're there. And, you know, everything this Robert Hansen says, this one guy raises his hand. Like, yeah, me. The same guy.
Right.
Every single thing.
Right, the AJ,
I'm seeing legs. Me. My grandfather broke his legs.
Oh, he had legs, yes.
A green apple. My aunt was hit in the head with an apple and she died.
I threw it, yes.
Every goddamn thing,
right.
This guy, Robert Hansen said, this guy raised his hand. Now, unlike a show where there's 500 people, you can't walk away and go to another group. There's only one group.
Exactly right.
So this guy's going on and on and on, and you know how I can be.
Yes. Notice they're showing me no hesitation, yes.
There was this moment of like, just this quiet time, and I say, I feel like we know your whole family now.
Nice. That was like, a nice way of saying it.
Leave you, get off.
I would have said, they show me
19 other people here.
Right. I would have said, they're showing me you walking out the door.
They're showing me killing you.
Right. They're showing that guy named Chaz punching you in the forehead.
You're going to be with these people if you don't shut up.
Right. You get to hang out with them and everything.
Yeah.
You'll be the next meeting.
Yeah.
They showed me that guy you killed.
Now, I know some of it seems like, you know.
Well, it's relatable.
But here's the thing. When you go to one of these shows, if you're that person, if you're the medium, all right, maybe you don't have a thing, but you got to keep the show going.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah. They pay
for it. So you say, I'm seeing I'm seeing a yellow Post-it note.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
I wrote on a yellow Post-it note once.
Right. Right. Oh, I know.
I use those all the time.
Yeah. So there's some showmanship.
Oh yeah, of course.
Of it, but then there's green hat. It's like, oh, yeah. Who's Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Robert Hansen already. I could tell.
He's great.
He blew my mind because remember when he sat in the studio, he goes to me, "Who's Carl?"
Yeah. What?
Carl was one of my first program directors who passed away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I haven't heard the name
Carl. Did he listen to your tape and grab his head and drop to the floor?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. This is from the Chaz and AJ Instagram page. It's AJ Yesterday.
There's something bugging you. No, nothing. Come on. Come on, tell me what's going on.
Hold it. So you're in your car.
Truck, yes, yep.
Your truck.
My truck, yep.
Are you on your phone right now? Okay. Because I thought, are you having another conversation with your foot right now?
No.
Okay.
Want to see how many views?
Yeah.
How many views?
Okay. So you're in your truck. This is right after work? Because the show ended with Phil. His final thought was,
was
your foot picture.
Right.
Over the weekend.
Right.
Which there was no reason for.
Right.
Well, it wasn't like you stubbed your toe.
Him mentioning it? Yes, I know.
Right. You just put your foot up on your dashboard and you took a picture. And...
Well, I was on the door. I was chilling out, hanging out before I had a very busy weekend. So I was showing myself relaxing. That's what I was doing. That was the whole frame of it. Yeah.
Just one foot, one leg.
Exactly right. The next one go up your ass, but again. Mr. Rat.
It's so weird to me.
You know, it's my page. And,
I know it's
your
page. Yeah. I know. And I totally respect that. I know I've given you a hard time about
just
this.
Just trying to be artsy. That's
I'm
all.
Just.
That wasn't artsy.
Just trying to be artsy.
But there's never any other part. Well, unless it's your bicep or whatever. You're artsy.
All right, next time I'll go down lower.
Your foot.
Yeah, I'll show a different foot.
All right. Well, clearly you have a foot fetish, and you love your feet.
I take good care of them, yes.
Very prideful.
I take very good... Prideful?
Right. You're very proud of your feet.
What am I, a loaf of bread?
And you just... There was one morning...
Very prideful. Yes.
Remember
I cut the top,
we had a Chesney Day comedy show, and the picture that morning was you laying in your bed with your feet... Right, closest to the camera.
Yeah. Well, he was also shirtless.
No, I was wearing a shirt. I don't do shirtless ones.
Can you imagine him setting that up in his room? Like the process, like what goes
This is
through.
When he just learned that the iPhone had a timer.
Right.
There was so many like full body pictures out there. He was like, oh my God, I just discovered electricity.
Right. Like, for example, I can now set it so I can like show my ass.
No, thank you.
And like be like, oh, this feet
to
nice.
Us, like
exactly right, like like point, like kiss right here, for example. That'll be on my page.
I remember
later.
That photo.
So weird to me.
It's ingrained
in
my brain.
Everybody has the things that they do, you know.
Yeah, everybody has things that they do.
Exactly. I do that. Ashley tries to pretend she's intelligent, you know. Phil tries to pretend he's a human being. You know, things like
that. No, but I remember your feet were like 8 inches from the camera,
right?
And you got your arms behind your head
myself relaxing,
on your pillow
right. at a different angle. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I had a tough, you know, like you. It was like you
I was
were the drummer of Metallica and you're relaxing.
Exactly, right.
You stood on stage for 10 minutes.
I've discovered another common thread in AJ's photos. Not only do they focus on his feet, but they focus on him chillaxing from different angles.
Right. That was the first one in a really long time.
So you post a picture of your foot over the weekend. It's Phil's final thought. It becomes this thing. And then you get out in your car and you have a conversation with you. You interview your foot?
Exactly, right. Because it was really angry at Phil.
Okay.
It wanted to kick his ass.
What the fuck's the problem with me? What's the problem with me? And what's the problem with you? Every time you post a picture, all of a sudden it becomes a big deal. And everybody starts talking about me.
All right, hold on.
Why does it sound like Miss Piggy?
Because they're Miss Piggies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I couldn't give it your voice.
Is it the same foot? Because I thought your left foot was in on the dashboard, and I think you're interviewing your right foot.
There's only so much room in the truck.
But you're talking to the wrong foot.
Yeah, and this leg doesn't
It'd
bend
be like
as well.
Someone talking to this, AJ when Chaz had the problem.
Well, this was the spokes.
I speak about myself in the third person only for the purposes of this bit.
This was the spokesfoot. This is the everybody has a lawyer.
Oh, there's only one that speaks to the media.
No, but he's talking. Right, that foot's talking in the first person.
This is evil twin. Yes.
You know, the left foot is the bottle foot.
What do you mean?
Because when we did the comparison between Hibb's foot and Ashley's foot, that was the same foot that he photographed. Was the left foot?
No, it was the right one.
So that's the motor.
It was the right one.
So we're talking to the representative.
No, it's the right one because the left one has a scar on it.
Oh, so.
So learn, okay. So learn the two, left and right.
So there's the model, and then there's the agent.
The other left, yes, exactly. Exactly,
the other
exactly
left.
Right. Because, like, the president has a spokesperson.
Yeah.
Right. All it was missing was the little person with the hands doing the thing for
sign language?
People who are deaf. Exactly, right. Yeah. Right. That'll happen next time. It'll show a lot, you know, like one finger all the time.
Okay,
yes.
I can't wait to hear more of this conversation.
Please.
Well, you know, I mean, folks are, I don't know, weird. You know? Yeah, but they kind of, you know, they're always making fun of me and always saying things about me.
I like how you both use the same words.
I don't know.
You know?
You know? I don't know.
Well, you know, from Long Island, we say you know a lot.
You know? I don't know.
Right, it's a Long Island foot.
You know? I don't know. You know?
Right.
Exactly. So is that the big, where's the mouth? The big toe or?
Yeah, the big toe is the spokesperson, right. Yeah.
All the toes are kind of moving together.
Right. Yeah, he's like curling his foot as it's talking.
Yeah, because it's directing its attention.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like using your hands. You don't have hands, so you move your toes.
Exactly right.
So Italian foot.
It doesn't have any arms. It doesn't have any arms. It's got
folks are just, like I said, they're kind of weird. Yeah, but they're constantly making fun of me. They're constantly saying things, and I don't know. Every time you post a picture, they freak out. Well, internet trolls and things like that, these things happen. Well, I'm getting kind of sick of it.
Really?
Yeah, I want to kick their ass. And I can do it. Well, it's true. You are a foot. You can't kick someone's ass. That's right. I'm going to plant myself right in someone's ass. Okay, I don't think I want you to plant yourself in someone's ass.
am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
No,
yeah. I got to wash that crap.
You're giving your foot good advice.
Exactly right. Yeah,
that is totally out of bounds.
Ah, you heel.
Why is it? Well, because then I have to wash you. You're part of me, and I don't want you in someone's ass. Good point. All right, I'm glad we had this talk. Yeah, me too.
It was a noise.
Alfie, was he clapping?
No, he punched his hand. I'm like, what are you doing?
Alfie, are you okay?
It's a very funny clip.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
He's showing his approval by punching.
Alfie has...
Most people laugh when things are funny. He punches his palm of his hand. I just looked over.
It's like the equivalent of, how people clap when they laugh sometimes?
Like,
or they slap their knee.
Right, exactly.
They'll slap their knee.
That's it.
Or someone's head. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. He's a palm puncher.
Palm puncher.
I got slapped the counter if I'm having a good time.
He's from Palm County, yes.
Yeah. But he also walks around and goes...
Exactly. I thought the best comment on the Instagram was from Boss Keith. And he said, this is the most disturbing thing I've ever seen.
And that's not what he said.
Oh, something like that.
You're wrong.
What was it?
He's blocked it out.
Why are you quoting something you don't even know what it is?
I was paraphrasing. Most disturbing. What the hell did he say? Nobody moved.
I think it's something the weirdest thing I'm going to see today.
Yeah, and I said something of the effect of, you work in this place, and really this is what sticks out?
Yeah. One of your guys having a conversation with his foot. Yeah, that would stick out.
Right, what did I say exactly here? Yeah. Well, this will be the weirdest, most disturbing thing I've seen all day. And I said, you can say that to looking around our place.
Well, I don't know, but
was there a resolution to this conversation, or was that the end?
That was the end because
there's more.
I made it real. No, that was the end.
Yeah, it's 20 seconds more.
Oh,
good point. All right, I'm glad we had this talk. Yeah, me too. Are you good now? Yeah, I'm good for now. All right, cool. Do you think anyone's gonna think this video is weird? Oh yeah, definitely. You're screwed. All right, thanks.
Forgot about that part.
Yeah, you can't leave that part out.
Yes, thank you, Phil. Thank you. Appreciate that.
AJ, when I have these guests on, I want your foot to help me with the interview.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to ask really weird questions.
All right, that's okay.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.